Yo, check this out. This is Fresh Get Out the China Man with the 2 Live Crew.
Yo, what's up, y'all? It's me, DMC.
What's up, y'all? This is the boy, Master P.
Yo, check us out. Chuck the Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DLC.
This is your boy, C-Murder.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
This is your boy, DJ Paul KOL 365.
Young Dizzy Ball.
Vice One.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Red.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross. You listen to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
This is a show that shows no limits, broadcast nothing but the real. Interviews with legendary artists, still got love for the underground feel. Rappers with records, revealing the nature of rappers that come and get them put on. We needed a platform to fight the mainstream. The show that you need to be on. Hit up UGS for life on the screen and follow with Wizard.com. For all of your needs, production and mixing and mastering, graphics and shadow to call. Check out the archives and hundreds of shows. Plenty of content and you did do everything free to download and stream. Oh yeah, we deserve the real.
We
got trouble
with you, we brought our bitch, we represent. All them chillers on the mic and we should love to all your fans. Baby, keep the focus, bringing nothing but the rhythm. Come and tune into the dopest.
I'm a man-made guy, crazy, knocking all you rappers off. It's under grass society, it's usually just some lights off. Hip-hop ain't dead, representing for them legends. Rapping mumble rappers, still a mean, sitting on the hip. Two-pocket beats, dreaming, thank you for the bliss. This a murder master music show. Free the homie gangs, bro. I see these rappers on the streets. I got my chopper about to blow. Stay up on that raw shit, uncut street shit.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your boy Prez. This is episode 612 of the Murder Master Music Show. I'm gonna bring out my co-host Mac J over there in St. Louis. Mac J, this is a special show, brother.
Yes, sir.
First and foremost, how you doing, fam?
Oh, I'm doing good. I'm doing good, Chris. Yep, can't complain, man.
Yeah, most definitely, man. Again, you know, for those of you that have been living under a rock, you know, the homie Bushwick Bill passed, you know what I'm saying, and he was a regular
This
show. We had many classic episodes with Bill, so he's always going to be, you know, remembered and revered around the world. And every rapper doing it right now, especially if you're doing any kind of street shit at all, you know what I'm saying? You can't tell us you weren't influenced by him at some point or by some song or something, you know? So
exactly.
You know, rest in peace to Bushwick Bill. Shout out to So for publishing the piece I did on him. You know, we had to write a dedication piece. You hate to even have to do those, but, you know, we got honor.
Right.
You know, and the fallen soldiers. But tonight, episode 612, this is a very, very special show because about close to 20 years ago, you know what I'm saying, maybe 17, 16, I don't keep track anymore, it's so long, I interviewed his father for the first time, his father, Evil Pimp. Let me tell you this, I heard the music and his son, Evil Prince, the guy we're interviewing tonight, man, talent runs in the family. That's all I want to tell you right now. You'll hear it for yourselves in a little bit. But this dude is super talented, and he's definitely got a bright future. I'm going to bring him on right now, chop it up with him.
Okay.
Evil Prince, how you doing, brother? You there?
Yeah, I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Man, I'm doing real good. Real good, man.
That's what
you know. I heard your music, you know what I'm saying? Of course, you know, I'm familiar with your father, as I just said. Man, you're super talented, man. You got it. You know what I'm saying? At what age did you start rapping? I imagine it had to have been pretty early, no?
Yeah, I mean, I started rapping to probably, like, close around, like, 7 years ago, somewhere around there, like, you know, my dad would always, you know, let me, you know, rap or something, you know, write. But, you know, my voice being at that young of an age kind of really didn't fit to, you know, what he wanted to do. So, like, you know, he would, you know, let me rap on the mic, you know, see how it sounds and stuff like that. And, you know, he always told me, like, you know, you should write to this or something like that, you know. And, you know. My bad. But he would always, like, you know, tell me to write and stuff like that. And when he put me first on this one song called Goons on Deck, you know, I know y'all heard about that, you know, Goons on Deck. He put me on that first when I was young. I was, you know, probably like 8, 9 when he first put me on that song. And
it was funny
because, you know, hearing my voice back then and hearing how much I improved and, you know, it was crazy.
And you know what else is crazy? You know, you're only 18. You're already a veteran then. You're not even, you know what I'm saying? You're not even new to this. You know, you're already a veteran. So, you know, by the time you're 30, I mean, shit, you're going to have so much experience in the game. No wonder why you're so talented right now. You know,
right, I was just thinking
how long did it
take
you to perfect your craft, man? Because, you know, we're going to let the people hear it in a minute, but you really got that skill, man, and talent.
I mean, I learned it all from you know, my dad, you know, big legend. I grew up around music ever since I was born. I was, you know, my dad would take care of me and still be in the studios all day and night. I grew up around it.
So this is just like second nature to you pretty much. What about on the production side? You know, your dad's a hell of a producer. Do you do that as well?
Like, you know, I used to, like, you know, make beats and, you know, I never really got into mixing. He never, like, he keeps telling me, you know, you need to learn how to do this because, you know, what if I pass, you know, who gonna do this for you? You need to learn how to make beats like I do and stuff like that. But, I mean, I kind of, like, I don't know, I kind of wasn't into it, wasn't feeling it. But, you know, eventually I know I'm gonna have to learn. I'm going to have to, you know, do it myself because, you know, once he fully retires or like he said, if he passed, you know, I'm just going to be, you know, out of luck. But I mean, I can still probably make beats. I haven't made none, you know, in a while. Usually he produced for me and stuff like that. You know, I still be there, like, in the studio when he be mixing, you know, telling him how it sounds and what he need to change and stuff like that. But most of the producing, that be all him, you know.
Yeah. And that's the dope part about it is, you know what I'm saying, not only you get to make dope music, but you get to bond with your dad doing it. You know what I'm saying? And that's got to be a real special thing right there. You know.
But let me tell you,
it's rare.
Another thing is, you know, I was making beats young, like, young age, probably before I even first wrote my first rap, before I even tried to write, I was making beats. You know, he had that motif, he had the chord, MPC had all that, and I made that beat to the I'm Rolling song at probably, like, I was probably, like, younger than that. Yeah, I don't know, I probably was around, like, 7, 8, I made the beat to that, and he actually used that in the song out of the beat because he said it was dope.
That is dope. Huh. You know what I'm saying? Like, to even know that. You know what I'm saying? Even the story behind that. That's dope, man.
Yeah. A lot of cats, you know what I'm saying, they don't understand what goes on behind the scenes. But here you are, you know what I'm saying, now. You know, you're getting ready to drop. You know, I know you got we're going to play Cock the Gage Part 2 featuring your dad. You got a video to that coming out real soon. When's that video dropping?
Probably about like 2-3 days from now. It'll be out soon.
Man, this is hella dope. You know, we interviewed C2SIX when they were first starting out, and they've grown, and now they're traveling the country with DJ Paul and stuff like that. And I can already see right now you're going to have a bright future ahead of you, man. What are your aspirations and your goals, let's say, for the next 5 years? Where do you want to be in 5 years from now?
I want to be at the top. I want to be at the top. You know, my goal is just, you know, make music. Even if it, you know, gets me all that money and fame, I still want to make music just for the fun of it because it thrills me, you know.
Yeah. And that's good to know, too, because, you know what I'm saying, I can see we're going to get a lot of music from you in the future. But I'll tell you what I want to do. I want to give the listeners a chance to hear exactly what kind of talent you got, and then we're going to come back and chop it up for a while longer. But this song here is Cocktail Gates Part 2 featuring Evil Pimp. Man, why don't you intro this song for us? Kind of let us know a little bit about it.
Shit. I don't even really know, man. I don't even know really what to say. Like, just...
It's a motherfucker. I love it.
You know, enjoy it and shit like that, you know.
That's what it is, man. We'll be right back. Evil Prince. Don't go nowhere. This Cocktail Gates Part 2 video dropping here in just a few days. Actually, by the time you hear this, if you're not listening live, it will be dropping, you know, by the weekend. So check this out. We'll be right back.
Yes, sir.
Oh yeah, if I'm paying that bill, you're ready to cop the gauge, right? You feel me? I'ma let my son motherfucker go ahead and roast your motherfucking ass. You know what I'm saying? Stealing that nigga and a pig.
Fuck you! Cop the gauge, cop the name, time to bring your name right up on your back because a nigga.
See, that's what I'm talking about right there, man. That's super talented. You know, I can't wait to see
Hell
the video
yeah.
for that. Hey, you killed
that's the type
it,
of shit give you that feeling again and shit.
You killed the evil prince, I'm telling you, man.
Thanks, bro.
That right
sure.
there, you know what I'm saying, is that going to be on your solo album? Or?
Yeah, most likely, yeah. That's going to be on my solo album.
Okay, hell yeah, hell yeah. Now when is your album going to drop?
I'm trying to get it out before this summer hits, but we haven't really had a official release date for it yet.
Hell yeah, hell yeah. Well, perfect time to drop, that's for sure. Man, we got somebody on the line over here. I want to see who this is. Hey, caller, introduce yourself. Who is this caller?
Yeah, this is the Underground King, evil motherfucking peas in this thing. You feel me?
What's up, brother? How you doing, man?
Yeah, I just wanted to show love to y'all for, you know what I'm saying, trying to plug my son in. You know me and you go way back. You feel me? And it's an honor to be able to, you know, have you do my son's first interview the same way that you did mine. You feel me?
Oh, yeah, man. That's almost been 20 years ago. And when I heard your son's music, I was like, man, this, he's got it just like his dad does. Super talented.
Yeah,
kid,
I mean,
and already a veteran.
Yeah, I mean, he got raw talent. I mean, I've been basically trying to push him into, you know, doing it full-time. Because, you know, he did a lot of shit that was out on the streets and getting in trouble and a lot of bullshit. I was going to get him locked up, the same shit I was doing. You feel me? So I looked at him like, you know, back in the day, he could actually drum. Like, he would take, like, a pencil and, like, these two pencils and shit and would, like, make these beats on the table and shit, just drumming. And I make beats, and I couldn't even do that. You feel me? So I'm like, I know there's some musical talent up in there. So
yeah.
I basically, like, just put him in the studio. I'm like, write this song. You know what I'm saying? And do what you do. And the first time I heard this shit, let me let this ambulance go through. Yeah. The first time I heard this shit, I'm like, how the fuck this nigga just take my whole goddamn side? And right on with it. And the first song we did, he made me rewrite my whole fucking rap.
Wow.
You know
well,
what I'm
saying?
To
make you feel
you know,
proud as a father.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, see, I wasn't going to quit and retire. Yeah. But when I seen that I got someone to kind of still get a fan, that shit that I was giving them when I was hungry, because, I mean, I ain't as hungry as what I used to be. You feel me? I mean, I do it now for just because I'm bored and shit. Back then, I was doing it because I wanted to get paid, and I loved the music. You feel me? Now,
yeah.
I can put all this energy into my son and live out my shit through him. You feel what I'm saying? So, you know, I just know that he's going to have a great future, and he going and like I said, I mean, I got all the money he needs to actually put, to, you know, put up in his shit. We got videos coming. We about to go on the road. We got all kind of shit. You feel what I'm saying? I mean, I brought back Player Rob, all that shit. So he going to be doing songs with all the old Crucifix Clan members. It's on, like it's Gangsta Road. You feel me?
Is he gonna join the Crucifix Clan? You going to be part of that, Evil Prince?
Nah, see, me, I have my own idea to make make my own group called Crucifix Army instead.
I mean,
it's gonna be basically like the Crucifix Clan, but with some like new members, younger members and shit, and he gonna be pretty much guiding that shit.
Oh, hell yeah, man. I mean, the beautiful thing about this is, like you said, you get to, you know what I'm saying, live through the eyes of your son and witness all the great things that's going to happen for him, you know what I'm saying, just as you did. And you get to see your father experience that for himself, you know what I'm saying, both as adults. I mean, that's dope as hell, man. That's rare, too, because I was telling your son, there's not a lot of people that do this. I mean, you got DJ Paul, you know, with his nephews, you know, a few other people out there, but you know, this has got to be something that, you guys, you know what I'm saying, really appreciate. I could tell, man, you're excited and amped up about it. So I look forward to it, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I never in my wildest dream would have thought that I'd be doing no music with my son. You feel me? Like, I know, like, back in the day, he'd always be up in the studio wanting to rap, but he had his little ass baby voice and shit that, you know, I'm like, you know, like, I would, like, put him on a song and then tell him, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and use that. And I lied to him. As soon as he left the room, cut that shit. Took that shit straight off. Like, hell nah, bud. Your ass sounded like your balls ain't dropped yet. You feel me?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, but like, now, though,
know
shit, like, I'm proud
of. At what point in time did you know he had it?
Well, he was living in Georgia, and I brought him up here, and I had put him in the studio, and he wrote some shit that was like, eh. So then I tried to, like, write him something, and it was like, you know, I didn't really want to give him, like, you know, him to, like, sound exactly like me. So I'm like, no, you just got to go ahead and write something. So it took him, like, about 3-4 days, and then he came back. And he has some. I'm like, oh, shit, like, what? I'm like, you just did a 180. You know,
wow.
Like, and that's when I known that I had to put him on the motherfucking mic finally and shit. So I had to put him on the mic. It was that song Tech N9ne was the first official song that we did. Yeah, it was that song Tech N9ne. And I was proud of him up on that. You know, he was still kind of, you know, getting started and shit. But, you know, now, like, I ain't even got to, like, guide him on shit. You know what I'm saying? He just get in the studio. Like, he writes his verse and shit drops, you know.
Yeah. Hell yeah, man. That's
crazy.
That's what I'm talking about. And now you guys got this video dropping here in a couple of days. You know what I'm saying? That's what's up right there. You were talking about shows. You know, when are you guys planning on hitting the road? You gonna wait till album drops, I imagine?
Most likely, yes. Gonna try to wait till the album drops. Go on tour before the album.
Yeah, well, like, what, like, my plan is that, you know, like, I want to push him out, get his music heard, you know, get him out there. You know what I'm saying? Because there's no point in really putting him out on the road when he's still kind of new, you feel me? So I need to be able to market him and get these videos popping, you know what I'm saying? And then we going to push going on the road because this is the first time I ever even shot a music video, you feel what I'm saying? Because I never really had to, like, do that, and I didn't really like that, you know, the whole thing where it took away, like, the mystique of the artist, like, seeing them and being all on, you know, social media and all that, you know what I'm saying? Because back in the day, it was like you kind of wanted to know what these people looked like that was rapping and shit, but you couldn't really see them and shit. You feel what I'm saying? So it made the music even more mystique, you know?
Yeah.
So, but now that I know he's trying to get the younger crowd and shit, so I know that's pretty much what we got to do is music videos, touring, and shit like that. So I'm trying to do everything on a whole different level than what I did for me because the game has changed. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, the game changed a lot.
Dramatically. I mean, I know you was slanging CDs out the trunk, you know what I'm saying, back in the day. And to go from that to what it is now, it's a 180 itself.
It's hard. I mean, like, it's easier to get out of there, but it's harder when you got that 1999 and 2000 mentality. You feel what I'm saying? Which is what I got.
Yeah.
So now I pretty much got to step in. You know what I'm saying? So that, like, now I pretty much got to step into this young generation for my son and try to figure out how to get him out there and do what they're doing now with the, you know, Instagrams and Twitters and tweeting and twatting and all that shit. Feel me?
Yeah, I tell you what, man. Since we did the first interview almost 20 years ago, time stood still.
Yeah.
I'm still back in that day, man. I'm telling you. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah.
No, I feel what you're saying. Okay. I feel what you're saying.
Yeah.
And another thing I appreciate about you, Evil Prince, is the fact that a lot of the younger guys, you know what I'm saying, man, their raps, I'm going to be real, they suck. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, there are some talented guys out there, and we showcase that. You're one of them dudes, man. How important is it for you to make sure to have dope lyrics at a time when lyrics don't really matter?
Wait, could you repeat that again, what you say?
Basically, how important is it for you to make sure that your lyrics are good in a day and time when lyrics don't even really matter in the mainstream? Pretty much cats, they're mumbling on the microphone and just not even really putting much into lyrics. How important is it for you to be a good lyricist, is what I'm saying.
Me, it's important to me because, you know, I want people to, you know, get what I'm saying, picture what I'm saying and feel what I'm saying instead of being like, wait, what are you saying? You know, people like who mumble like that have to go and drop a lyric video just so people can understand what, you know, what they say.
Yeah.
And shit like that. See, I want them to, you know what I'm saying and feel what I'm saying. So to me, that's the most, like, one of the most important aspects of my music, is to, you know, have people know what I say, you know, feel what I say, and can picture what I say.
Yeah.
And I think also the fact with him is the fact that when he was writing his raps, I'd always say, you know, use some, like, punch lines, metaphors, and don't just say bitch, ditch, trick, I'm going to shoot your bitch, you know what I'm saying? Because anyone can do that, you feel what I'm saying? So
yeah,
I tried to really instill on them the fact of, you know, saying punchlines, metaphors. Because if you hear me, I can tell stories. I got punchlines, metaphors, but it's still that hard shit. You feel what I'm saying? It's still going to, like, relate to everyone. And see, he took it to a whole another level, though, because his punchlines and shit, I'd be like, what? I'm like, this nigga actually said that shit? That's some shit I'll say, you know.
So very metaphorical, and yeah, that's what I'm talking about right there. You know, that's what needs to be installed back into the game, because, like I was saying, you know, there's nothing like lyrics, you know, in hip hop. You gotta have dope beats, you gotta have some good lyrics. You can't get rid of none of those elements, you know.
The thing is that you can have hard lyrics, but they still be lyrical too. You feel me? You ain't gotta be from, like, the East Coast and shit to have lyrics and shit. You know what I'm saying? Punch lines and shit. Not, you know, like, that's what I like to hear. You know?
Oh yeah, definitely, most definitely, man. And I'll tell you what we're gonna do. Matter of fact, before we go to the song, I do want to ask you another question. You know what I'm saying? A lot of cats stealing the music and stuff out, man. I know you guys gone through that, man. How does that make you feel, you know what I'm saying, when you got people fighting and stealing music?
You said...
Go on ahead, Evil Prince.
You said biting my music? You said stealing my music?
Yeah.
Hey, me, shoot. I mean, it depends on, like, okay, if you steal the music, it depends on, like, a certain extent. Like, if you just steal my music and don't give me no cred, or, you know, don't, you know, tell where the original source came from, you know, that's going to make me feel some type of way. Because when people listen to it, they going to be like, dang, he actually snapped and stuff like that. If they ain't never heard it from me, they going to think he wrote it. So, you know, people going to, you know, assume that's his song. But if you give, you know, if you steal my music, you know, sample me and give, you know, the cred, you know, that shows love, you know, support, like, that, you know, it just shows support to me and, you know, love. But I love it when, like, people, when I hear someone, you know, bumping my music, and, you know, I even had a girl twerk to my song. You know, that makes me feel good. That makes me want to make more music and stuff like that, because I know fans is out here, you know, biting and supporting me and stuff like that. It just makes, you know, it makes me feel good.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
And see, and One thing I'm going to say is, I know you asked a question about the intro to that song and shit, and that was kind of like someone took our, somebody took the dang Cop the Game and was doing it and trying to make it look like it's their shit, and they're doing our raps word for word. I mean, it's different if you, you know, kind of are inspired by some shit, or like you take a beat and you do an entire new flow to it and shit, but you 100% stealing our shit. You feel what I'm saying? And you re-rapping my motherfucking raps and shit. You feel what I'm saying? And so every song that they did, we just finna do a part two, because I got the original beats to everything. You feel what I'm saying? So, and if anyone finna like steal my shit, it's gonna be my motherfucking son. And that ain't even stealing. But if anyone finna redo my shit, I should say, it's gonna be my motherfucking son. That's blood. You know what I'm saying? He can re-rap every one of my motherfucking raps. And that's cool.
And the thing is, it's crazy how the, you know, person, they remake his song, and then sometimes they'll spit a different verse that goes to a different song. Like, that don't even make sense.
No, it don't.
It's just crazy, bro. It's crazy.
It's horrible, man. Yeah, it's horrible because, you know, I see guys, too, they'll steal names. Like, you remember the producer from the Bay Area, Ant Banks? There's two or three guys named Ant Banks right now. It's like, don't you even Google? And, you know, but a lot of these guys, they think they're not going to get caught. They think you're not going to catch them. Have you caught them? Have you caught them in the act? And if so, what was their reaction?
Yeah. We got lawyers, though. You feel what I'm saying? Like, big or small, you know. And the one thing about it is, I know this dude probably saying, hey, if he sued me, I ain't got shit, and that's what most people would do, right? But the thing is, with, like, a lawsuit, it's a judgment, my nigga. So, like, anytime you get a job, my nigga, I'm going to be getting your paycheck, my nigga. So keep using my motherfucking music. But after we go after the big fish, is what we doing right now, we going after the small nigga. And I ain't going to lose no sleep that anytime your ass want to work, you got to pay me because you want to use my motherfucking music. Your ass ain't got to make no money, ain't got to have shit. I'm still going to have that lawsuit out. So go ahead and get that job, my nigga, because I'm going to get some of your paycheck, bro.
And rightfully so. Rightfully so. Like, we had people that would steal clips of this show before. And you hear my voice on The Breakfast Club, and they'd be like, well, here's Jerry Heller in the interview. They didn't even say the name of the interview. It's like people got to show respect. They think they could just take what they want. But also, I feel you on the lawyer tip. And we're not advocating violence, but this is the Murder Master Music Show. Man, how about we just start beating the fuck out of these people?
Bruh, you know, like, if I was ever seen this dude.
If we could, we'd be pulling up instantly.
Niggas need a motherfucking do their motherfucking history on my motherfucking background and shit. You feel me? You know, like, I'm going to go ahead and drop some names, you know what I'm saying?
Collab a ass whooping on these motherfuckers. You know, I feel like,
They need to go on.
Ask that nigga Creep Low. Hey, ask that nigga Creep Low or do a rap with. Ask him what happened last time he stole some motherfucking song from me before it happened.
Oh, Creep Low.
It was pistol whoop time. You feel me?
Hey, man, I got to stay out of that one, man, because that's the homie for a minute too, man. So I'm staying out of that one.
Hey, I mean, we cool now. Me and him cool now, but, you know, facts, though. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I mean, you know, like, we squashed that shit. He apologized, you know what I'm saying? He said that he was in the wrong. But when it comes down to my music, I take that shit serious. You feel what I'm saying? Like, don't let the, like, goofy laughing shit that I do fool you, because any nigga that know me know, like, you know, my motherfucking background speak for itself, man. Google my motherfucking criminal record. You feel me? That, like, know me in the street, bro. I pistol whip niggas, man.
Well, you got to do what you got to do, you know. You was on Slaughterhouse for a while. Whatever happened to that label? You know what I'm saying? Whatever happened to dude Herbie or something?
Herbie Love?
Yeah, Herbie Love, man.
Yeah, well, what happened was we just knocked it back up. Like, we sold the company and shit, you know what I'm saying, for a nice big chunk of change. and we sold that company, and we started this other one and shit. Me and him had some a falling out, but it was, I mean, it was small. It was just a difference of the meeting of the minds. You feel what I'm saying? On the direction that what we want to take it. But, you know, me and him have been friends for about 20 years. You feel me? So, you know, that was some shit that we worked out, and then we decided that let's go ahead and, like, start this gangsta road shit, get it up. So we sold the company, and now we're doing this shit. You know what I'm saying? But me and him are still business partners right now. Shit, like, we trying to push my son out and play around.
Oh,
and then we got Miss Loco. Yeah.
So you got, you still, that's what's up, man. Tell him I said what's up, man. I ain't chopped it up with him in a long time. We're gonna go to this other banger we got right here, man. Thinking of some devil shit. Why don't you guys intro this one for us?
Yeah, it's a motherfucking evil pimp and evil prince thinking of some devil shit.
Prince,
you know, like this taking it back to the old devil shit. You know what I'm saying? This is we did this like last summer, so you know, this is just a little taste of what my son got
Hell yeah. We'll be right back. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to bring on the homie Sim from France. I know he's got a question or two, and we'll chop it up, and then I'm going to give you guys the floor. You know what I'm saying? This is it right here. Thinking of some devil shit. Evil pimp, evil prince. We'll be right back.
In the book of Revelations in the Bible, Satan is simply known as the Beast. But nearly 900 years earlier, he went by a very different name. Lucifer, the Angel of Light.
I'm late night drinking and I'm thinking, should I load the clear? I'm always looking, scoping, thinking of some devil shit. I'm late night drinking and I'm thinking, should I load the clear? I'm looking, scoping, thinking of some devil shit. I'm late night drinking and I'm thinking, should I load the clear? I'm always looking, scoping, thinking of some devil shit. I'm late night drinking and I'm thinking, should I load the clear? I'm always looking, scoping, thinking of some devil shit.
My memory blank, change on my wrist and you're hearing the clank. This is the truth, I am coming for you and I 100 proof like the liquor I drank. Mother that nigga get sent down to hell. Mavis is serpently you to yourself. I'm like Berettas and deadly bandanas. These nigga went after my hot up on shell. Legend is true, evil pinners exist. But your third eye can keep up with the mist. Copping the chamber for your life in danger. With anger the grip as I hold in my fist. Chains I print and got hold really tight. Don't feed the evil fan after midnight. Really will cook you like chillin' and fry up your children. Cause humans don't care appetite. You can't defeat me, but I am not mortal. Vapor right by just get into the portal. Bro, he said I want the sleep and I got away clean. And I really got over that hurdle. People from letters and see in the mail. 360 years in the jail. Worship the devil, shameful you must commit. All of your earthly fruit will is a veil. Bullets that match just like it is a whip. Family tied up just like a paper clip. 9mm will bring you like heat inside Peter and waiting for your membership. Thinking and drinking in love with the devil. Dirt on my hands and my shoes with a shovel. Hop on my throat and I put out them body. One nigga, I said they my 20 will live.
I'm late night drinking and I'm thinking, should I load the clear? I'm always looking, scoping, thinking of some devil shit. I'm late night drinking and I'm thinking, should I load the clear? I'm always looking, scoping, thinking of some devil shit. I'm late night drinking and I'm thinking, should I load the clear? I'm always looking, scoping, thinking of some devil shit. I'm late night drinking and I'm thinking, should I load the clear? I'm always looking, scoping, thinking of some devil shit.
Walking late night and I'm feeling satanic. Got your whole family in state of a panic. Send you so down to the underworld where it's so deep that it's going deeper than Titanic. Hollow just ripping and leaving you torn. Cause of it's jerking, then go with some horns. Having your bitch and your mama sexing on me like we are sitting and making a porn. Lucifer back in the gods on the stage. Killing you buses, I think at my fate. Princess, these darknesses come here to slay. Cause I love seeing your body in shock and decay. Running these streets and you know I'm the truth. Evil prince in the pit coming for you. Joking that shit and we hop in the coupe. And we roll out the windows and we start to shoot. Put you in basement and tie you a chain. Lucifer happy, he loves seeing pain. Tapping on your window like it's some rain. If you cut to the window, we'll blow out your brain. Crucifix creeping and looking at night. Seeing you so we can step to the light. But to be acting like Superman, but we got bullets that is gonna be your crystal night. Niggas, I'm watching the death of the shadow. Throw you in river, no boat or no paddle. Talking that shit and we send you to warehouse where you get chopped up and then grinding like cattle. Yeah, I be running out late, not escape. And never come at me cause you're in a vision. Only way finding your body is if the cops ever decide to go swimming or fish.
I'm late night drinking and I'm thinking, should I load the clear? I'm always looking, scoping, thinking of some devil shit. I'm late night drinking and I'm thinking. thinking, should I load the clip? I'm looking, scoping, thinking of some damn shit. I'm late night drinking and I'm thinking, should I load the clip? I'm always looking, scoping, thinking of some damn shit. I'm late night drinking and I'm thinking, should I load the clip? I'm
what I'm talking about. Super talent.
Or they got their song with
father and son talent. You know what I'm saying? Are you guys gonna do like a Evil Pimp, Evil Prince group album?
See, I'm trying to retire, man, and now you make me feel bad. You make me want to do it now.
You know I'm gonna ask man.
I tried to tell him to do the same thing. I said one more before you retire. One more.
Yeah, one more, man. One more. You know, we had T-Rock on the show a couple mm-hmm. years back, and he said that he's like, I'm not gonna do any more albums. And then a year later, he dropped like 4 or 5. You know, and he's still dropping.
Yeah.
So, man, I hope it's the case with you. But if not, man, you've had a hell of a career. Looking back, what's your proudest moment, man? Is it right now with your son?
Yeah, this right here, like, you know, I've been on the Billboard charts and shit. I had hit like the top 100 Heat Seekers and all that shit, you know, and the proudest moment I would say, yeah, is right now. Like, I get see, like, that's why he need to make them beats. I'm dying right now, shit, coping and shit. Oh. No, but that's like my motherfucking proudest moments and shit. It's just knowing that my son do it. And see, what's crazy is my daughter, he got her wanting, like, writing rap. She just like hit me up about a week ago, and I had sent him some beats, and my daughter hit me up and had an actual rap. And I was like, damn, okay, you know what I'm saying? But I don't really want her to go that route, you know what I'm saying? I want her to go out and do something else, because I feel like music for the women and shit ain't really what I want for my daughters, you know?
Yeah, I feel you.
Yeah,
that,
I mean,
man.
That's,
a father of a daughter myself. I feel you on that 100%. Now, Evil Prince, you know, your dad, you know, he was just talking about, you know, he hit Billboard and, you know, he had a lot of success with his career. You know what I'm saying? Is that pressure for you? Because sometimes, a lot of times, like when a son comes in, let's say a son of a great basketball player comes in, you know what I'm saying? Everybody, all eyes are on him. They want to see if he can, you know, do as good as his dad or top what his dad does. Or you just take it in stride and just go with the flow? What's the deal?
To be honest with you, I mean,
sometimes, yeah, do put some pressure on me because, you know, I want to be up there. I want to be like my dad. You know, I want to be a legend. And I know I have the potential to do what he did. But it's just, you know, a matter of that I got to, you know, that potential and keep motivating myself to do that. And eventually, I know for sure I'll be up there soon. But sometimes, man, if I'm be honest, I just go with the flow. Sometimes I just go with the flow. That, like, that's just my honest, you know, answer to that.
But see, like, I hope he do, because I'm over. Because if he get rich, I'm rich, you feel me?
Yeah, that's what I tell my kids.
I'm gonna let them know now. Like, I'm gonna be. Yeah, like, because I'm gonna let them know now. I'm gonna eat some of that publishing.
Yeah.
I'm gonna eat some of that publishing.
Hell yeah!
Big
well,
time.
I'm gonna tell you this. I'm gonna tell you this, Evil Prince. You got what it takes, brother, and I see nothing but success in your future. And that's real shit, man. You know what I'm saying? Because not only do you have the talent like your father, You know what I'm saying? But you also, you got something about you, man, that I think people are just going to be like, man, let's support this cat. You know, I really do. Especially when you drop the album and you guys get on the road, you know what I'm saying, do some shows. I think people are going to gravitate towards you, man. They love that devil shit, you know?
I just, you know, when I was young, you know, I wanted to do, you know, what everybody was doing. But as I listened, everybody doing that, you gotta stand out. You gotta do something different. And my dad told me that you can't be like everybody else. You gotta be yourself. That's the most important aspect to it. You can't do what all these other people are doing.
Yeah, you're 100% right, man. You definitely gotta be yourself. You got it down pat. I'm gonna bring on the homie Sin. He's calling in from France. I know he's got a couple questions for you guys. Sin, are you there, brother?
Yes, sir. Hi, Scott. Evil Pimp and Evil Brains. Yeah.
All the way from France.
I wanna ask you. Yeah, I'm fine. I wanna ask Evil Pimp, how you think? You know, the member rappers now took Loud and Famous Flow and Yo Flow also to twist him without credit you and credit him. What do you think about this?
Hey, say that again real quick, because I'm having a hard time hearing you.
He said about you know what I'm saying, a lot of the younger rappers, you know, they took the Lord Infamous Flow and your flow. You know what I'm saying? The tongue twisting flow without giving credit. He says, how do you feel about that? How cats, we've kind of talked about that with them stealing music, but how do you feel about them not giving you credit or Lord Infamous or other cats who came with that flow years ago?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like, you know, do what you do. You feel what I'm saying? I mean, there's only so many different ways to rap. So, I mean, eventually someone's going to copy someone else. Now, I look at it like this, like, you know, we all got influence off of somebody, you feel what I'm saying? And, you know, somebody first created that flow, and I did it, Lord Infamous did it, you know what I'm saying? We all did it, you know what I'm saying? And I'm just more mad that they making all this goddamn money off of shit that we was doing, and when we was doing it, nobody wanted to hear that shit, you feel me? No one wanted to hear that. It was rap like Lil Jon or rap like, you know, like the shit that was up on like MTV and like BET and shit. You know what I'm saying? But now everybody doing what we was doing, and we were struggling to make money and to get our shit blown. You know what I'm saying? Shit crazy. You know what I'm saying? But I look at it like, I guess it's true what they say, that all them styles come right back around. You know what I'm saying? Like, what was popping 1 year, in 10 years it'll come back. You know what I'm saying? So, and that's exactly what the fuck it did.
Yeah.
I mean, but like, I will say it is, when it comes to the fast raffle, I guarantee you this, I'll spit faster than all these niggas that's out now.
Yeah, you got.
I'll do
it
better.
You
got a
flow, man.
Yeah.
But like, I wasn't really like
a
really
crazy song. It was a silent. Yeah. Go ahead.
I was going to say, like, I wasn't really
I would say, you got it.
I just did it.
Yeah.
You twisted, don't twist in so good on the Silent Night of Crucifix Throne. Can you tell us about this one, Silent Night?
I'm trying to think how the fuck shit that bitch so goddamn. I'm trying to think how the fuck my flow went on that shit. That one that goes, the devil's out tonight. He walking by that one.
Yeah.
Was like that the song?
Yeah.
I mean, basically, I mean, you know what I'm saying? That was when I think Drama Queen was on that shit, which is crazy because Drama Queen is Evil Prince's mama. You know, so both his mama and daddy rap. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
And that. Yeah, like his
Drama Queen was his. Oh, okay. Talent is all through his DNA. I mean, shit.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Prince, you can't lose, my man.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, basically, we just, shit, we just was, you know, fucking around the studio and shit. And then I used to go through and come up with these little hooks and shit. Like, that's back when, like, I was sampling a lot and shit, which, in hindsight, you know, I regret a lot of the samples I did now, because now that I got that, like, I'm blown up, motherfucker sampling me, and I know just how pissed off that makes me and shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, I mean, there ain't no real story behind the silent night other than shit. You know, we was just in the studio, you know, fucking around and shit, you know, like what we normally do. And, hey, I mean, you know.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. That's what's up,
yeah.
Ken. You got a question for
I got a question for Evil Prince. As a new rapper, did you be inspired by a Memphis veteran like Lil Yo or Lil Jean, you know, who has his tongue twisting flow and a new guest voice, you know, like The Day, like, or M. Shad or something?
Were you inspired by other people, you know, other than your dad, like Lil Yo or Lil Jin, or any other rapper that do the tongue twisting?
I mean, to be honest, nah, I mean, not really, because the only person I ever listened to was my father. Like, I only listened to my dad. That's why my flow is direct onto his. Like, I can't do anybody else's flow like I can do my dad's. I can hit it pinpoint on how it, you know, how he does it, because that's all I listened to, like, growing up, like, in the cars that he had. You know, that's all we bumped. Everywhere we went, it was some Evil Pimp. Like, everywhere.
And like, all my females hated
it. Yeah. I mean, that's all I listen to. I'm talking about on, like, going to school, getting haircuts, going shopping. We was listening to Evil Pimp. Just driving around, I was listening to Evil Pimp. I listen to all his old songs. Now I don't even, you know, listen to these trap rappers or these new age rappers. I still bump the old PZ back in the day, every day. I bump some PZ every day.
You can't go wrong with that, man. Can't go wrong.
But see, now it's like they are bumping so much, I get sick of it. Oh, my kid. I'm tired of hearing my own goddamn music now.
Yeah, but that, you know, that's got to be the highlight, knowing that you created something that both of your kids really appreciate, man. That's got to make you feel real good.
Yeah, it do. You know, it was like one day, because my daughter used to live with me and shit, and just from the time she woke up to the time she went to bed, she was playing my music, and I'm like, change it up, and she like, nah, I just want to hear some like Evil Pimp. Do I hear some Evil Pimp? I'm like, where the hell does this come from out of the blue, you know? Because they used to listen to, well, especially like my daughter used to listen to a lot of these, like, trap rappers. I think one day she just actually sat down and listened to some of my music, and after that, she didn't want to hear shit else, you know? And it's like, bro, like, I love my music, but now I don't want to hear my shit.
Yeah.
But at the same time, though, like, it made me feel good, though, you know what I'm saying, that my kids love my shit, you know? I guess my music ain't that old.
Yeah, because at one point, he thought we wasn't even listening to his songs. Like, he thought, you know, we didn't even know about his music. And I'm like that. When I was saying up his words and stuff like that, I go to sleep playing your whole playlist and stuff like that off my PS phone and stuff like that. I fall asleep listening to some Evil Pimp.
When did you understand how big of an impact your dad had on the game? Like, when did you know that your dad, you know what I'm saying, really made his mark?
I mean, prior to when I started even realizing, you know, what music is and stuff like that, like when I was young, you know, I'd always see my dad, you know, have stacks of money, you know, under the mattress, have guns, everything, you know, expensive cars, expensive jewelry, all that type of stuff. You know, I always just wonder, like, is my dad, like, doing some, you know, criminal activities, yeah, drug dealing, stuff like that, even, like, at school. Like, I'll get investigated because teachers would think my dad was a drug dealer and stuff like that, because, I mean, all the money he had
and all that type of stuff. And, you know, it just, you know, it never came to mind that my dad would have been as big of an impact on music of how he is today. And, you know, it makes me even proud to, you know, say my dad's a little pimp. You know, he, you know, gave a lot of these rappers they flow and they style that y'all hear nowadays. Like, I even turned one of my friends, she was bumping Suicide Boys, all that type of stuff. I turned her, told her, listen, my dad, she straight deleted everything she had of Suicide Boys and straight just went to my dad. And, you know, that made me feel good, like, you know,
hell yeah.
People can see that. You know, people can see that impact that he has on, you know, music and stuff like that. You know, he's a legend, and, you know, it makes me,
well,
you know,
yeah,
bring tears to my eyes to see that. And I'm going
it's a beautiful thing, man. When I found out about you, I was real happy because, like I said, man, I interviewed your dad when he was a kid, not much older than you. You know what I'm saying? And here you are. You're going to make an impact just like he did. You know what I'm saying? And I look forward to having you on the show again in the future, man. Real talk. It was an honor having you on tonight. And, man, everybody, please go out and support Evil Prince, man, when he drops projects. But we're going to get out of here with the Cocktail Gates Part 2. We're going to play that once again. The video's dropping in a few days. But before I do, I want to give you and your father the floor, you know what I'm saying? Let everybody know if they want to get beats or verses or, you know, they want to bring you out for shows, man. Just let everybody social media the whole nine, man. You guys got the floor.
Yeah. This Evil Motherfucker Pimp. If y'all need some beats, verses, whatever, hit us up on evilpimpugk@gmail.com or follow us up on Twitter at evilpimp. You know what I'm saying? And I want to give a shout out to Player Rob, the whole crew for the clan, Miss Loco, my nigga Big Chuck, Stan Motherfucker Man, you know what I'm saying? My nigga Mike, you know, and everyone that supports this shit. I love y'all and I appreciate y'all. Peasy.
Big facts. And motherfucking Evil Prince, Prince of Darkness up in here, album coming soon. Make sure y'all go support that. Go cop that. Go listen to that. You know, do whatever y'all, you know, do, you know. And, you know, if you want features versus for me, hit me up at Trevon Stephenson at iCloud.com. And you can hit me up on Facebook at Trevon Rhodes, TrevonHrodes. And, you know, just holler at me and I, you know, want to give a support out to all the fans out there, you know. I guess, like, you know, like we said, keep supporting, you know. Y'all going to help us out and stuff like that. And we going to, you know, give y'all what y'all want to hear, you feel me? But, yeah.
Hell yeah. Hey, thank you, Evil Prince, and also Evil Pimp. Thank you for calling in. You know, we're going to bring you on again in the future. You know what I'm saying? Again, everybody stay in tune with what Evil Prince is doing. Support this guy. You know what I'm saying? Super talented, just like his father. This is Cocktail Gates Part 2 video dropping in about 3 days. Make sure you check that out. You know what I'm saying? We'll see you guys soon.
I get down just like I'm so real, you know I stay with the hammer. You niggas making my shit not but dropping their pistols. Watch your body burning acid, cause I love when it sizzle. Hit the block with the glizzing, better stay in your lizard. Finna find me your sizzle, so I'm gon' murk when you listen. Hope,
count the game, count your name, find him. Say your name, right up on your back, cause a nigga had a bad day. Count the game, count your name, find him. Say your name, right up on your back, and put you niggas on the front.
My mind is heavily damaged. You talking shit up in the street. These bullets come like a package. I'm on some gangsta shit. These bitches all on my dick. I'm like the boogeyman. You might as well just call me John Wick. I'll make you empty your pockets. I'll take your name and I'm locking. There ain't no way to keep me tripping, cause I stay with that rocket. You better speak like I'm French. Bust your block in my Chevy. Chopping shit up like I'm Jason, but not using machete. Evil pit you with dishing and leaving no competition. You run up on evil Prince, you will be the next one. Fiction, the Draco got the incendio, blowing shit out the window. Pulled up on this bitch, nigga, now his wife is a widow. Now this nigga can't stand me, at least I did kill your granny. I came to crash family dinner and put 5 shots in your mammy. Don't care about none of you haters, steady getting my paper. Bullets raining down like gaslights, then they leave it too crazy. Hope.
Oh, yeah, you motherfuckers pimping this bitch. You know what I'm saying? When this motherfucker letting y'all know, you got a motherfucking gay cock on your motherfucking head. I had a badass day. So come get some.
Fuck you. Count the game, count your name, find him. Say your name, right up on your back, cause a nigga had a bad day. Count the game, count your name, find him. Say your name, right up on your back, and put you niggas on the front. Nigga had a bad day. Count the gate, get your name, 5 things. Say your name, right up on your set, and put you niggas on the front.